I'm Leah Fleming with Atlanta News. The vote tallies for the runoff election in the Atlanta mayoral race are official. Last night, Fulton and DeKalb counties certified their election results. Keisha Lance Bottoms gained even more ground on her opponent, Mary Norwood. Bottoms now leads by a total of 832 votes. Norwood has 48 hours from the certification in each county to request a recount. She spoke to 11 Alive after the results were certified.
I have the authority and ability to ask for a recount. With such a close election, it is absolutely imperative that we take a look at every single ballot.
Election officials say a recount will likely be completed by the end of the week. Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed has threatened former mayoral candidate Mary Norwood with legal action over statements about voter impersonation that she made earlier this year. The AJC reports that an attorney representing Reed says that Norwood's accusation of voter manipulation in the 2009 election damaged Reed's reputation. Reed is demanding that Norwood retract her statements. Norwood lost the 2009 election to Reed by 714 votes. Reed's attorney also wants Norwood to preserve any records related to the comments that she made, which were secretly recorded at a meeting of young Republicans in June. Of the legal action, Norwood said in a statement to the AJC that, quote, in his final days in office, Mr. Reed apparently is having a difficult time relinquishing his job as mayor. Fulton and Cobb County schools are back in session this morning. The systems were shut down yesterday due to power outages and icy roadway conditions from Friday's snowstorm. The Supreme Court won't hear the appeal of a Georgia woman who says she was fired because she's lesbian. The court on Monday declined to take up the question of whether a law that bars workplace discrimination because of sex also protects people from discrimination based on their sexual orientation. The case involves Jamika Evans, a gay woman who worked as a security officer at Georgia Regional Hospital in Savannah. The Supreme Court didn't explain why it was declining to hear the case. The hospital where Evans worked told the court that there were technical legal problems with the case. For 88.5 GPB Atlanta News, I'm Leah Fleming.